It's Alice Rose, and I'm talking to you on this beautiful day, and I've been reflecting, I've been thinking, and I have a question. I really don't know the answer. This is just an honest question. I ask myself all the time. I don't know if somebody can relay their perspective on it, but here it is. How much in a relationship do you take and do you accept before you reach your breaking point? Where does the loyalty become detrimental to your own health and sanity? That is a question that I've asked myself time and time again. And I am not good at relationships. I know that. I wholeheartedly acknowledge that. I'm not prioritizing getting better at it at the moment. I'm just trying to be happy and healthy and put myself first and my desires first. But eventually, I do want to, maybe find a partner to learn and grow with and somebody who has patience above all things. But I just want to know when does it get unhealthy for me that I'm loving this person so much, I'm accepting so much of their baggage, and I'm carrying it, and I'm dragging it, and I'm losing my breath, and I can't keep up, but I don't want to turn my back on that person because I want to be loyal, I want to be loving, and I want that forever love. But at a certain point, it's like when you're slowly killing yourself to try to achieve a forever love, whether it's for what you had hoped for, whether it's because you think the other person deserves love, or you think it's what society wants or your family wants. For whatever reason, you're slowly killing yourself for somebody else in all reality. But when you're in love, you don't even see how hurt you are until afterwards when you're out of breath and you're reflecting and you're thinking, what just happened? It was like a whirlwind. I find myself there so many times after failed attempts at relationships. I always feel free afterward. I don't know why. I miss the person. I miss that quote-unquote love. I don't know how true it was, but I always feel incredibly free. I always feel like I'm driving into a new life and I'm just, the sun's coming up, and I always have felt that. And that's a reason why I think relationships don't work for me. And when I say that, people are like flabbergasted. But some people are destined to live single lives. Some people are in relationships. I don't know why people are so quick to want others to live the same life that they live. Like, you do your thing. If you want to get tied up and act like a horse and have somebody ride you with a saddle after hours, I don't judge you. My thing is, do what makes you happy as long as you're not hurting somebody else. And that's kind of what I live and abide by. Kind of getting a little off track here, but yeah, that's just my question to anybody out there. Because I've seen people in relationships, marriages and things like that, and the man's cheated, and some relationships the woman's cheated, or they'd had ongoing affairs, and it would be over a 10-year period, and the people would still be together. And I'm just like, wow. And I'm not here to judge. Like, again, what works for them works, but it's very hard for me to wrap my mind around that. Is it an open relationship? Are you just very forgiving? Can you not live without the person? What am I missing here? What am I missing that comes with the relationships that I can't seem to grasp? And again, I think it's a beautiful thing. I really admire relationships. If I could have had a healthy one, if I can have a healthy one, I'm all for it. But I don't want that one, where I'm with somebody and they're constantly cheating and I'm constantly taking them back, or they're constantly lying, or they're unhappy, or I'm unhappy, but we're doing it for the sake of doing it. Yeah, that doesn't sit well with me. I want that everlasting love. I want to love somebody forever. I want to love all their flaws, but I don't want to lose my damn mind.